what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I got that Johnny Taylor bumping in the background. What y'all know about that Johnny Taylor?
Said I like the way you do your thing.
Y'all know about that Johnny Taylor. Glad to have everybody back tuning into the show. As usual, I'm going to be flowing straight from the Survival Scrolls. And for those who don't know, my name is Tariq Nasheed. TN, also known as That Nigga. Also known as Mr. King Flex. Doing it from Flaw Scandalous Live. Today's going to be a good show. I'm going to chop up some real good game today. And you guys got to bear with me today. I was at the dentist today. I had to pull out a tooth, man. My mouth is killing my ass. It's feeling better now because I'm on Vicodin and Motrin like a motherfucker. So you guys bear with me. I'm going to still spit. But I got some intoxicants. And my mouth is kind of fucked up, but I'ma still flow from the Survivor Scrolls, y'all. That's how dedicated to the game I am. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can not only get the Mac Lessons DVD, you can go to MacLessons.com right now and order the Mac Lessons in Brazil special. You can download it right now. You buy it, $10. We send you a link. Also, you can purchase the Mackin' for Money special that I did a few months ago. You can download it, bump that on your iPod. Also, you can get the Mac Lessons special that's coming up May 1st. Tariq Nasheed, live at Yale. You can order that now, get your pre-orders on. And you can get the Mac Within t-shirt. Also, I got a clip on my blog of me doing the spring break special for MTV Made. So if you guys want to see that, go to UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com and I'll post a link up where you can see that, a little clip of me doing my thing on MTV. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to the good game. I want to talk about some stuff that's going on in the media. Now today, earlier today, there was a shooting at a college out there in Virginia. It's been all over the news, and I just want to give my condolences out to the families and friends of all the victims. It was a terrible situation out there, man. From what I heard, 33 people were shot and killed. They're saying that it's the biggest massacre, mass killing in American history. And there are a lot of rumors going around saying that the guy who did the killing was an Asian gentleman. I think he was an exchange student. A lot of people are saying, and this hasn't really been confirmed, but a lot of rumors are saying that the guy was doing it because he's some kind of jilted lover. He was having some kind of problem with his lady, and his punk ass just went on a goddamn killing spree. Because something like this seems like a crime of passion, which is goddamn sad. And this is why I kind of do what I do, man, not to minimize the significance of what happened earlier. But, man, we got dudes out here now just doing the most over some goddamn pussy. You feel what I'm saying? I really hope that this guy didn't do this over some damn pussy. and most likely it probably is the reason. But I cannot reiterate enough, and to all you cats out here that's thinking about suicide, because I've had emails from cats dealing with women thinking about suicide, then they need a motherfucker like me and the cats from my blog to smack some sense into them. Let me explain to you cats out there and all you guys out there that's going through depression and suicide and you want to shoot up the goddamn school because your game is rusty. Man the fuck up. That pussy ain't that serious. I mean, goddamn. I know in this society, we teach men, or society teaches men, to value pussy over everything, to worship pussy, to value pussy. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. Value yourself as a man. God damn, you will get another bitch. Put the gun down. Fellas, it ain't never that serious. And any of you guys, and I know there's a lot of you guys out there, dealt with a woman and you've contemplated suicide. I know, I've known guys like that. I knew a dude, childhood friend of mine back in the day, this nigga had a little raggedy project broad. He lived in the project, she lived in the projects, and his little broad, I mean, she was so far from a dime, it was ridiculous. But she was cool. I was friends with both of them. She was real cool. But I think she went fucking with the next nigga. They broke up, and this nigga, my homie, sat up and took some rat poison, trying to kill himself over a bitch in the goddamn projects. But he's always been that type of dude. He falls in love with a broad 8 days after he meets her and invests all of his time and his stock. And what happens, a lot of you guys get in situations like this. You get with a female and the woman becomes your life. You identify yourself through the woman or through your relationship with the woman. And when the relationship starts to go south, you think your life and your identity is going south. And it's not. Stop identifying yourself with who you're dating. That's why these fools are flipping out. You get some pussy and don't know how to goddamn act and go shoot up everybody, you punk ass. That's punk shit. You're not put on earth to be no punk ass. Let me spit real game to my players out there. Fellas, real talk. Man-to-man talk right now. I know a lot of you cats didn't grow up with a father figure. Or God damn it, I'm your dad right now. You weren't put on earth to be no murderous-ass simp. Killing over some damn pussy. And a lot of dudes are like that, man. Niggas going to jail. Half the niggas in jail right now. Shot somebody over some pussy, stabbed somebody over some pussy. Niggas committing all kind of crimes over some ass. And while you dead or while you in jail, that bitch that you dying over and killing over and going to jail over is out there with another dick in her mouth. Ain't thinking about your dead ass. God damn, it's time to man up. Fuck. Pussy ain't that fucking important. It's gonna be there. That nigga shooting up a fucking school. Cause your game is whack. Stupid ass. But I digress. Anyway. But like I said, fellas, just man up. Keep your game on point. Don't invest all your time, energy, and invest all your stock into a relationship and then identify yourself with that. Value yourself as a man. Pussy ain't going nowhere. The next female you get with will be better than the last. God damn. Anyway, let me get on to some other stuff. I want to talk about that whole Imus thing. It's probably be the last time I touch on it. I won't say that because it's an ongoing thing in the media. And I don't want to beat a dead horse. But it is amazing how the media has flipped this whole situation on the brothers. The media, they're geniuses. I will give them that. they flipped the shit out of this and started blaming brothers. The whole it's hip-hop's fault. They got that and they started running with it. And I'm going to still get on the sisters. They had a few black women out in the media. I remember last week they had Serena Williams. I don't know why they got her. Was it Venus? It was Serena. It was Serena. I kind of get them mixed up. But they had Serena Williams on Larry King asking her about the situation, about the Ima situation. And I don't know why they got her, because she wasn't talking about shit. But you know what? I think I know why they got her. They were like, okay, let's think of some nappy-headed hoes. Let's think of some nappy-headed hoes we can get to represent for all the nappy-headed hoes. So that's basically what they were saying, because she, I don't even get the point of having her on there, because she didn't have nothing to say. A lot of these prominent sisters are so afraid to say that Ima should have been fired. They're scared to say that. Every time they ask one of these black women, these prominent black women, I'm not talking about like a little community activist that don't nobody know. I'm talking about prominent celebrity sisters. It's very hard to find one to say that Ima should have been fired. Every time like Larry King or Hannah T. and Combs or whatever ask one of these women, should Don Imus have been fired? They're like, well, I don't know. That's not up to me to decide. They start tap dancing. But what's funny, they don't have a problem. These sisters don't have a problem helping them criticize the rappers, though. Somebody told me, and I didn't see this, somebody said that Condoleezza Rice came out talking greasy about the rap game, talking about the hip-hop artists, but wouldn't say anything really greasy about Imus. I saw a little clip of the Oprah show today. There was some black woman on there, again, talking about hip-hop, talking about Snoop Dogg should have his contract terminated and blah, 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 blah. And even when Oprah did the show last week, she did a show about this Friday. I think it was Friday, where she had the girls from Rutgers University on the show. She talked to them for like 10 minutes. Didn't say nothing about Ima's. Oprah was basically saying to the girls, how do you feel? What's your thoughts on this? But Oprah was very careful not to say anything greasy about Ima's. Oprah really walked on eggshells. And I think they literally talked about the whole situation for like 10 minutes. And then Oprah and Gail got up and started doing the chicken noodle soup. I'm like, it was a weird fucking show. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. They got up and started dancing. They had some kind of the hip-hop choreographer there, and they just start dancing. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. I'm at a loss for words at that shit. I'm at a fucking loss for words. I didn't know what to say. You would have to have seen it with your own eyes, y'all. And the people that seen it, you know I'm not exaggerating. That was some weird shit. That kills me, man. And I love Oprah. I like Oprah. But this is reiterating everything that I've said. Sisters are very scared to be critical. Prominent sisters are very scared to be critical of that white dude. But Oprah get ludicrous on the show and belittle him. Like, Luda, I don't like your lyrics, Luda. You're very clear and adamant about what you don't like about the brothers. But you walk on eggshells with these white dudes, and a lot of you sisters are doing that. I know on Fox News, they had some other sisters talking greasy about hip-hop. They're just finding these house niggas and house niggerettes out of nowhere. They're pulling them out the woodwork. So house nigga ass Armstrong Williams, all of the house niggas are coming out the woodworks. But to criticize hip-hop, comparing it to the Ima's thing, was saying that if Ima says it, if Ima can say ho and refer to black women as hoes or the rappers, they should be criticized as well. And let me explain to you, let me give you four main reasons why you cannot compare hip-hop artists to Ima's. Four main reasons, y'all. Number one, hip-hop is art, Ima's is commentary. So it's a different standard. In art, when rappers talk about bitches and hoes and tricks and guns and drugs. In many cases, it's a fictionalized account that's exaggerated. It's art. They're just telling a fictionalized story. They're just making up some shit for the most part. When a rapper's talking about, I sold 80 kilos of coke, I flew my G4 plane to Colombia, and I met up with Pablo Escobar, fucked 80 hoes, and shot 10 bitches, that's not even real. What the fuck y'all talking about? It's exaggerated. For the most part. You feel me? Now, secondly, when rappers are talking about bitches and hoes, they're not even being ethnically specific. They never say that I fucked a bunch of black hoes. And rappers just call hoes hoes. When they refer to hoes, they refer to white hoes, Latina bitches. I'm as referred to a specific race. So that made his situation a little more greasier. Also, when I was talking about earlier that a lot of rappers are talking about fictionalized hoes, fictionalized women, they're not talking about anybody specifically. Imus specifically targeted a specific group of women. That's one of the main differences right there. Now, the third reason why you can't compare rappers to Imus is because in many cases, the bitch ho songs are usually not on federally regulated radio. So people really choose to purchase those records, or they choose to hear those records by purchasing them. You don't have the bitch ho records and I fucked 80 bitches and I fucked 80 hoes. You really don't have that on the radio because they bleep most of the stuff out. For the most part. Now, some radio stations are a little more lax than others. But for the most part, they bleep all the expletives out on the radio. Whereas Imus is on federally regulated radio. And hip-hop isn't even his format. So he just came out of his ass just with something that was just very out of character for him. And the fourth reason why you can't compare hip-hop to Imus, or hip-hop artists to Imus, is that a lot of rappers, when they talk about hoes and bitches in the context of their songs, they're talking about women who actually act like hoes and bitches in the context of the story. You following me? They're talking about, I went to the club, I saw a hoe dancing on me and the homies. They're talking about women who actually act like hoes, and Snoop Dogg kind of touched on this. Imus referred to a basketball team of college girls as hoes. Nappy-headed hoes. And that made it extra foul, too. Like, if he was talking about a woman who was just, like, you know, in the media sleeping with a whole bunch of folks, and he said, okay, that's a hoe, it might have kind of blown over. But you're talking about, you know, a female basketball team. A little innocent-ass basketball team that didn't do nothing to nobody. You just kind of specifically targeted them out and called them hoes. So all that shit was just completely out of context. So I really wish they would stop trying to do that. Well, I know why they're doing it, because it's a diversionary tactic, and they love to try to spin the shit back on the brothers. Only thing you hear in the news now is that Reverend Al Sharpton, he shouldn't be saying anything because 25 years ago he said this. 20 years ago, he said that and got away with it. Jesse Jackson said Hymie Town 25 years ago, and in the 50s or 60s, he's spitting somebody's food. I mean, they're digging shit way up in their ass trying to bring it out. And what's funny is that these people have been penalized for that. Nobody got away with anything. I mean, Jesse Jackson, a lot of his mainstream cred has been demolished because of comments he made 25 years ago. They've never let Jesse live that shit down. That's why they keep talking about it today. They bringing up old 25-year-old shit, 40-year-old shit. But what's funny is when we talk about shit that happened 40 years ago, like all those lynchings and all those hose pipes and all those shootings and hangings and Negro-only water fountains, white folks are like, oh, that's in the past. Oh, that's why you bringing that up? But y'all bringing up old shit about Jesse and Al Sharpton and any other brother. Y'all don't let brothers live shit down. But y'all expect us to let you live the shit down, to let certain things go. Like OJ, they'll never let OJ go. You get to talking about them as well. What about OJ? OJ got off. You know, OJ is going to be up in their ass forever. So it's funny. I just want the brothers to be on point with what's going on in the media and how they operate, man. The contradictions, all that stuff. You got to be abreast of all that stuff. And my thing about Imus, man, a lot of people have a problem with it because, you know, black folks have a problem with it. You just can't get away with none of that shit no more. White folks, you just don't have carte blanche to make any kind of racial bullshit-ass remarks. I can understand a joke. There's white comics that does racially charged humor, like Don Rickles. He's an old-school comic. He does the racial stuff. I love Don Rickles because it's in the realm of comedy. There's a female comic, Lisa Lampanelli. She does her stuff. I love her. Carlos Mencia is garbage. That motherfucker is whack. Because the shit just ain't funny. But that's a whole different topic altogether. But white folks, you got away with this shit for so long. And I talked about this on the show the other day. You guys were very overt with your racial demonizations, racial slurs. I mean, you wore the shit on your sleeve for centuries. So right now, nobody has any tolerance for it. You don't get no more passes. Not one more. That's why the brothers are pouncing on your ass. That's why the black community is on your ass. And just the world community is on your ass. You just don't get no more passes. None. You've had enough. You've had your share of racial slurs. All that shit. You went overboard. You went over the top with it. We don't want to hear no more of it from you. A lot of black people use terms like nigga this, nigga that to take the venom out of it, to take the sting out of it. I talked about this before, but y'all can't get away with this shit no more. We don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. Bottom line, you can try to compare to hip hop and blame the brothers for making people. I've heard them on TV talk about Imus got that term from rappers. Imus has been around forever. Trust me. I know he's used racial terms way before hip-hop was formed. White people did not have to get any kind of racial epithets from no damn hip-hop. You guys created that shit, if you want to go there with it. And my thing is, Imus and the people like Imus, why don't you refer to some of your own women as hoes? You got plenty of hoish women in your community that you could have referred to as hoes. How come you don't do that? Hell, what about all these white women with sex tapes? What about your Pamela Andersons and your Paris Hiltons? I refer to them as hoes. Since you want to be down and use slang and do it like the rappers do, you got your own, you got a whole plethora. I can name off a whole bunch of hoes in the white community that you can refer to. Shit. Since you want to be like the rappers, as you say. The fuck out of here. Anyway, y'all. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Just had to get that stuff off my chest. Had to chop up game with everybody. I'm still chilling here with a sore mouth because they yanked my goddamn tooth out. But again, I'm still here to flow from the survival scrolls. Don't forget, y'all, to check out maclessons.com to get all the stuff, order all the shows, and don't forget about the May 1st show. You guys have a good day. Holla.